How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends, the podcast with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Now, this week we are going to talk about something very exciting, something which pertains to Susie Ruffle's life.
My real life, my outside podcast life.
And we're going to be talking about gay marriage, or as I like to call it, garage. Because what happened to you since we last spoke, Susie?
I've got engaged!
Woo! Great news.
Is there anything sadder than just two people clapping?
It is. It does sound like if there was an audience here and only two people clapped, it would sound very, well, it wouldn't sound very positive, but it's a very positive thing.
It's a very positive thing.
It's the first time I've seen you since I've heard the news.
Yes.
Very big on the social media, may I say. Congratulations on that front.
We got more than 600 likes.
Above 600 likes, everyone. I mean, it's reason enough to get married.
Isn't it just?
David Cameron is going, this is why I made it a thing.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. I'm thinking of putting that on like my Edinburgh poster for my next show. Like... more than 600 likes.
More than 600 likes. And so, tell me, because I don't know the story. You just text me.
I text you and then I said, well, save morning. It for the podcast.
And then you're always thinking about this podcast.
Even I'm basically just getting in. No, I can't say that. She listens to it. She'll get in lots of trouble.
Don't tell her that. Don't reveal it to her. But you text me on the Sunday. You'd been out for dinner on the Saturday.
So I text you on the Sunday saying that it happened. And then I said, when I see you, I'll give you the goss.
Yeah.
And didn't end up seeing you until today.
Because I've been away.
You've been away. You've been very busy, Tom.
I've been busy, guys. There's a reason I'm not married. It's because I'm very busy.
That is the case.
One of the reasons. But tell us. So you went out to a very nice restaurant. I knew you were going there.
Well, so how it all began was that a couple of weeks ago, more than that now, maybe a couple of months ago. Well, actually,
when you're listening,
I mean, yeah, guys, what is time really? Is it something that the man's just told us we have to agree with? So
probably
years ago, yeah. To start with. So when gay marriage first went through, and it was the old civil partnership, what do you call that?
Civship.
When civship first went through, I hadn't been out very long, and I remember talking to my mother, and she said to me. Hmm. Oh, you wouldn't have one of those song and dances, would you?
Oh, a song and dance.
That knows me will know the only thing that I like more than a gay wedding is a song and dance.
You love a song and dance.
I love a song and dance.
See Gypsy.
I loved it.
Loved it.
Huge fan of Imelda. And we've mentioned that before on the show.
I know.
I'm really being your stereotype, which is...
I mean, you are real, right? You're not just a fiction of my imagination.
Tom, that's why the podcast...
What is it? A figment?
A figment. Could you imagine if we found out that you had imagined me?
Can you imagine what we would do? It would be such a strange day.
Well, I would do nothing, wouldn't I? Because I guess when you realised, I'd just be like, sorry, Tom. I've been dead for years.
I'd be annoyed about that coffee I just bought you.
Furious. And the amount of dinners you've bought me over the years.
Yes. Jeez.
And the whole time you were just there, sat facing
an empty chair...
Empty chairs and empty tables.
Oh, Michael Ball. Which is what I always shout. back to the engagement story.
Years ago, Mother and I had that conversation.
Like a song and dance about it.
And then I always sort of decided that marriage not necessarily wasn't for me, but I'd sort of just taken it out of the equation.
Yeah.
And then this year, so my partner and I, Tony, have been together for two and a half, nearly 3 years.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, goodness.
We're all getting old, aren't we?
None of us are getting any younger.
Absolutely. So we were in Berlin that weekend.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. That was 2.5-3 years ago when we were in Berlin. And you text her and you were going to go for a drink. And I thought, oh, Susie's up to her usual tricks, going on dates with everybody. Oh, what's this one going to be like?
And then
here we are, flash forward.
Flash forward, 2.5 years later.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. So I sort of always decided that there wasn't going to be, I wasn't going to be someone that would do the civ ship or... Yeah. Garage.
Yeah.
And then this year, Mum and I went on holiday, just the two of us. And I must say, when I first came out, Mum and Dad were sort of, they were never negative, but they didn't know that many gays.
Sure.
So it was a new idea for them. Anyway, when we were on holiday, Mum sort of said, I was talking about some other friends that had got engaged recently, and she said to me, I don't understand why you and Tony don't get engaged.
Oh.
And it was a strange thing where I didn't think I needed my mum's approval. But once I had it, I was like, oh, this is something I definitely want. I want this.
Oh.
I definitely, definitely want this.
I think it's always interesting about the sort of parental role in it. Because I think that's why the marriage thing is important, because it is like, it's doing the same thing that your parents did. It's very like,
yeah.
Culturally, it's very kind of validating and very, you know, it's very, yeah, anyway.
I realise as you're saying that I am undoing my shirt.
You're undoing your shirt. Why are you doing that?
I've got a vest on underneath. It's so warm
Thank
in this
God.
Studio.
I thought, what? This is a very confusing mixed message.
What fresh hell is this?
hell is this?
So,
Susie, it's so warm
it's
in the studio.
So
you won't
in the
get
studio.
This. You won't get this home, but it's very, very warm.
I'm also wearing a silk shirt, and it's not forgiving if you sweat in it.
Oh, no. What was the film where he wore. Was it? Oh, I can't remember. Johnny Five. What was that? Where he wore
Tom,
a silk
no
shirt.
One knows what you're talking about.
Another figment of my imagination.
Another figment of your imagination. So,
mother said, why don't you get engaged?
And then once she'd given me
the... on holiday, by the way?
Oh, we went to Mallorca.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Margate for a moment.
Oh, no. Although those listening in Margate, hi.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Big fans.
Sorry, Tracy. Tracy, I'm a big fan of Margate. You were in... So where was it? Mallorca.
Mallorca.
I think... No, I went to Minorca with my mum. Lovely, very pretty island. Balcony, didn't look over the sea though, did look over some lovely rural areas, sort of
oh,
dust
that's
track.
Nice.
Very nice though, very calming. So, your mum said, and then from that moment on, were you like...
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is something I desperately want to do. This is something once I'd allowed myself the opportunity to think that I could do it.
That's it, isn't it? That's
and I was
it.
Like, oh,
giving
this
you
is
the chance, a chance to dream. Sorry, carry on.
what is that quote? Chance to something
perchance
to
dream,
oh, perchance no. to gay marriage.
Perchance. I never say perchance.
It would suit you. It wouldn't suit me.
Yeah, all right. I'll try and work it
per out. Perchance.
Look at her, perchance.
Yeah, coming in here.
With her.
Perchances.
Perchances.
Pajamas. Yeah. So, so then Tony and I sort of, we had discussed it to some degree.
Oh.
And then I was going to plan a thing. I was going to do sort of the boy role. For want of, you know,
to put it in a heteronormative context.
To put it not only in a heteronormative context and also in a traditional context, two things that I'm not a fan of. But to do that, I was sort of going to do the proposal.
Oh, right.
And then Tony, one night we were going to bed and Tony said to me, I don't know if you're planning something.
Oh.
But if we get engaged, I want it to be something we do together. We do everything together, which is true. We're very close.
That's a very
let's
lovely
do,
thing.
Let's if we want to do it, let's do it together. Let's go and buy rings together. So that's what we decided to do. And we sort of knew that we were planning it on that Saturday, but we just didn't tell anyone.
Right.
So we got up in the morning and we decorated our Christmas tree, which I love to do.
Of course, who doesn't love to
put on the Phil Spector Christmas album?
Oh, you guys.
Great Christmas album.
This is why
album.
It's a great partnership, yeah.
And then we put all the things on the tree. And then we went to Hatton Garden and...
Everybody goes to Hatton Garden,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, very, very traditional.
Very traditional of you.
Then we had to do that thing where... That awkward thing we have to come out in random situations where you don't really want to...
What, in the jewellers?
Yeah, where they're like, so are you looking for yourself? Or are you looking for a friend? Or are you looking for... We're looking for each other. We're a couple. Do you mind?
Do you mind?
Do you mind? So then we ended up getting... We both got a ring, which was lovely. And
a lovely thing. Yeah.
A lovely thing. And I got sort of an eternity ring. And she got... an engagement ring, and the lady said, oh, they're like, they're sort of similar. And she said, oh, well, they're sort of different, but they're from the same team. And me and Tony were like, oh, that's brilliant. That's just like us.
Well, that's nice. But what?
The rings are.
Oh,
so hers is
are.
The engagement
oh.
version of my
eternity ring.
Well, yeah, that's what, they were all sort of in the same section. That's how they were.
So what is an eternity ring? Something?
Forever and ever.
So that's like, is it like sometimes people use that for, like, instead of a wedding ring if they don't want to get married?
Yeah, or they might use it as like, some people might get it as like an anniversary gift or that sort of thing. So it's quite nice.
Is it in any way tied to the Calvin Klein perfume that my parents both had versions of in the 90s? Eternity.
By Calvin Klein, it is. It is. You get a free bottle, which
you get
is
a free,
lovely.
What a lovely thing. Reminds me of that Christmas in 1991 when they got that.
When everyone got one.
I think everybody got Eternity that year.
Oh, and CK1 and CKB.
CK1, CKB, I think, came in a little bit later.
Did they?
Later 90s,
sorry.
I think.
I'm so sorry.
Someone
how embarrassing.
I fancied at school, he had CKB. Oh, and I used to... have a little bottle of it at home just to remind me of him.
So then we got home, and then It was quite sweet, actually. So because we had sort of planned it, in the morning, we both woke up at about 7 a.m., even though we'd been out the night before because we were, like, really excited. We've got that exciting thing to do.
It's on a Saturday.
Yeah. So when we got back from Hatton Garden, we had our rings, although we weren't both wearing them yet. Tony said, oh, do you mind if I have a little nap? Because we were going out for dinner. Because I'm exhausted from your company. Which is fair enough.
Very good. Very good, to be
and
honest.
So I had put that in play earlier. I said, oh, we can have a nap later. Because I knew that she would and I wouldn't. So
see, when she, that's a good couple, isn't it?
So when she was napping, I went and got lots of flowers, put them all around the living room. And then I think I had like 50 candles,
oh my God,
like the little tea light candles. And then we burnt the house down. And
it's a flat as well.
So yes, it's a nightmare. So and didn't burn the house down, but did have an awkward moment when Tony was still asleep and I was sort of lighting everything. And the cat sort of pushed a candle onto the floor.
Oh, no,
and I was like,
really? So it did nearly happen?
No!
Oh, my God.
It just went out.
Tony, we've got to get out. We've got to get out of here. Oh, wow. Oh, so, okay. And
so then she woke up and she would sort of went and started getting ready. And then she came in and it was all done. And we had a bottle of Tattinger, which is very nice.
Oh, I'll say.
And then we both sort of burst into tears, which was sweet and lovely and just amazing. And then we went to Bob Ricard for dinner.
Now, I knew you were going there.
Yes.
And what did you have?
Oh, so no. So Bob Ricard is this sort of, Russian fusion.
Russian fusion.
It's ever so posh. I knew that this was maybe on the cards, or if not a posh dinner or a celebration or whatever was on the cards. So I booked this table 3 months ago. That's how long it took me to get a reservation at this restaurant.
Oh, really? Is it that
It's difficult? Really. Like, well,
oh, I suppose this time of year.
I don't know. Maybe if you're a name or a face, but I'm neither.
At the moment.
That's one thing a lot of the listeners don't know about me. I don't have a face.
Nor a name. It's only something that I have given Susie.
Tom's come up with Susie Ruffle.
Because you're a figment of my imagination. We've discussed this.
Yes. So we went out. So what did I have? I had a bishop. No. What's it called?
A bishop.
A bishop. What's it called? The smelly cheese. Something bishop? Stinking bishop?
Maybe something like that. I don't really like those sorts of cheeses, to
Neither
be honest.
Neither do I.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like a Stilton, is it?
Like a Stilton.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
But it was a souffle.
Oh, a souffle. I love a souffle.
I'm a big fan of it.
I've not really had that many of them. Yes, I would like it sort of puffed up out of the oven.
Yes.
Like myself.
And then and then they put apple on it. Oh, it whatnot.
Oh, apple and cheese, a classic combo.
And a couple of walnuts.
Oh,
and then
that's
it adds some sort of sauce on it. I don't know what it was, but it was ever so nice.
Was it? And that was your starters?
That was my starters. She
That's nice.
I mean, she went really off-piste, but it did work out for her in the end.
What did she have?
She had...
Started with a dessert.
Fish dumplings.
Thumplings?
Fumplings. Oh, you're melding words, just like me.
Yeah.
She had fishlings. Fishlings, yeah. She had some fishlings.
Were they nice?
Yeah, really nice. Bit fishy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I always say that when I have fish and I think, well, what was I expecting?
Well, I mean, the clue is in the title.
Oh, isn't it just?
Yeah. So she had, and what did they come with, a sauce?
Yeah, some sort of pink sauce.
A pink, what, like a Mary Rose sauce?
I don't think it was ketchup and mayo. I think it was something. Because that is Mary Rose, isn't it?
I think so, with sometimes a bit of liquor in it, I think. Maybe a bit of brandy.
Liquor.
Maybe a bit of lemon juice.
Oh, I don't know whether you were talking about like liquor like when you have eels.
Well, I think that's a liquor of sorts, isn't it? I've never had that. Or
I wouldn't fancy
pie
eels.
And mash and liquor.
Oh, now, people, we found out. Oh, so exciting, didn't we? Last week, we went in the back end, which is what they say when you look at where the podcast is hitting. And we know,
yes,
we have
know
people
where you
listening
are.
Who aren't in the UK, which is very exciting. America, Australia, Germany.
Saudi Arabia.
Quite slightly concerning. And Russia and lots of places.
Russia, they'll be pleased to know about Bob Ricard, I'm sure.
They'll be so pleased to know about Bob Ricard. But they might not know eels and liquor.
Eels and liquor. I mean, not
what
many
a gross
people,
thing.
I think because it's not the Second World War, I think not many people know about it because I think it's like that sort of proper Cockney East End sort of thing to have.
Have you ever had it?
No. It's sort of thing like my dad, both my parents are sort of proper Londoners. They probably have had it at some stage. But have you had it?
No, they're like snakes, aren't they? They're like sea snakes.
Yeah, I've never had eels. I think I might have had them in a Japanese restaurant. So I think that's actually slightly different, everyone. But
The thing is, though, with sushi and Japan, like, I'm so, like, sometimes when I'm in, like, I don't really eat meat, but I do eat quite a lot of fish. But sometimes I'd sooner they don't tell me what it is.
Yeah, I sometimes think that with things.
Because I'm in, like,
In sushi, though, I mean, yeah, that would be fine. I wouldn't mind that. But I think there's just something about, like, they're in a jelly as well.
Yeah, jelly deals.
Jelly deals. Or maybe the eels and liquor isn't in it. I mean,
I don't know. Look, we've really gone off piece, which is very normal for us.
Sorry, we've gone right off the lovely story of getting engaged pieced.
So then, for my main, I had fish pie, which wasn't too fishy, you'll be pleased to hear.
Oh, well, that's good. At least it's finally a fish dish that isn't too fishy.
Oh, I was relieved.
And was then, it like smoked haddock prawns, that sort of thing?
That sort of thing. I tell you what they had in it as well, scallops.
Oh, scallops to you, Rosie. If you're a fan of Stanley Baxter, that's a reference to Stanley Baxter. Christmas special when he spoofed Upstairs Downstairs. Scallops, yes. And mashed potato top?
No, like a puff pastry.
Oh, I like a puff pastry.
I love a puff pastry.
So you're having a lot of inflated things coming out of the oven.
Well, it's because of my ego. Enormously inflated for no reason whatsoever.
And what did Tony have?
She had humble pie.
I bet she did. What did she have then?
Humble pie.
What do you mean humble pie? What did it have in it?
I don't really know. Pearl barley, we worked out. And then like loads of veg. Veggie stuff.
Pearl barley and loads of veg. Oh, okay.
It was the Second World War. Yeah.
Did you go through an alleyway like Nicholas Lyndhurst in Goodnight,
yes,
Sweetheart?
Yes, Goodnight, Sweetheart. Yeah. That was
quite a haunting, depressing story, wasn't it?
Well, he had a wife in both eras.
Yes, there was lots of ethical questions around it, I seem to remember. And I think I went off it after the first series or so. Nice idea, though.
Great idea.
Interesting progression for Mr. Lyndhurst from...
Fools and Horses.
Only Fools and Horses, where they would have eaten jelly deals and liquor. Even though that's South London, not East London. And anyway, so she had humble pie. It does sound very humble. Puff pastry top?
Yes.
Both puff pastry top. And then for dessert?
We had some... We were quite full. So we had some chocolate truffles. Which are very nice.
Assiette de petit four.
We.
I think that's... Is that right?
Bonjour. And...
Rodney.
And then... but I think our waiter noticed that we both kept looking at our rings.
I was going to say, so was there a free gift?
They gave us a pink cake that was covered in glitter.
Oh, finally a dessert that you
with
like.
With a...
Fish in it.
With a fish in it. Just a fish face just poking out the top.
Pink sauce.
With pink sauce. And had a sparkler in it.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't
and
it?
They'd written congratulations on it.
Oh, that's nice.
That was
That's
nice.
Very nice.
And they put it down and went, no, he didn't. He went, congratulations on your engagement.
What were you about to do that? Congratulations on your engagement.
And then I remembered we weren't having jelly deals in the East End. We were instead in Bubble Brigade in Soho.
Bubble Brigade.
Bubble Brigade.
It's a good name, isn't it, Bubble Brigade?
It is, very good.
Just funny to say Bubble, Bubble, Bubble. That's lovely.
And so that's the story.
That is a lovely story.
Well, thanks, Tom.
And then... Oh, so that's nice. And then what did you go straight home? Get the cab home?
Yeah, we had a couple of espresso martinis.
Espresso martinis, lovely.
Oh, the best thing about Baba Brigard is that you can... You press a doorbell. I mean, I was just acting that out. And then I remembered that our podcast is mainly for your ears. And you press a button and it says press for champagne. And they come over and bring you champagne.
Oh, that's glamorous.
It was very glamorous. I mean, we didn't get champagne. We got a lovely bottle of New Zealand Sauvignon. For those that aren't aware, Tony is from New Zealand.
She's from New Zealand. So was that the taste of home for her?
It was.
Oh, this is a lovely story. Now, who did you tell first afterwards? Did you phone your mum on the way home?
Phoned mum.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She was, oh, that's nice.
Oh, quite muted.
No, not even muted. Just like, oh, that's lovely. Like, that's really nice. I'm really pleased
for you.
She was
holding back a tear.
Probably not. No, she was quite. But I had sort of mentioned to her once she'd given us the go-ahead. And then... Dad went, congratulations, which is very sweet. And then
nice.
Tony's mum and dad were very pleased for us as well, which is lovely. And then we didn't tell anyone until the next day when you were like, I think you were like the second person I texted.
Oh, who was the first?
My friend Joe from drama school.
Oh, interesting.
oh, God.
Interesting to note. I see. It'll be reflected in the present. Now, no, that's lovely. And then you put it on Facebook and everybody went crazy.
600 likes. Did you hear?
Yeah, that's what the word on the street is. That is very, very lovely as a story. So, do you know when... Have you planned a date?
I don't think... No, I enjoy the idea of being... a fiancé for a while.
Yeah, that is nice.
And I think that, although I don't think there's anything wrong with it, I think sometimes people get married really quickly, which I'm sure is right for them.
Shotgun.
Neither of us are pregnant, just in case anyone was wondering.
Thank God.
But I like the idea of really enjoying being engaged for a while, and we'll just work out.
Yes.
Work absolutely. Out what to do next. And also, it's tricky because she's from New Zealand, so we'll do half of it there and half of it here.
Oh,
and
what are you going to do?
God
meet,
knows.
On the, meet on the equator?
Who knows? Oh, will you come?
What, to New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that's good to know.
Let me know so I can save up my pennies. But, that would be lovely. What a nice thing.
Oh, Tom. Now, there's one thing that I think you should talk about before we're almost at the end of time for our podcast. But this is very exciting for me. And we've had a lovely
week.
We
started late, though, I think, didn't we?
No, that is right,
I think. They reset it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't.
They? Who am I? More figments of my imagination. what would you want me to say?
I think you should mention what's happening on Monday in case anyone wants to tune in.
Yeah, I guess I could, couldn't I?
Do you not want to?
Well, I don't want to jinx it in case I don't make the edit or something. But I think they've sort of put it in the Radio Times.
Oh, if they put it in the Radio Times, you've made the edit.
Okay. Yeah. No, just that I did my first TV stand-up.
Yay! Let's have the claps. Let's have two people clapping in a room.
And that was very fun, and I did it and for the John Bishop Christmas show, which goes out on Monday, and I was on. I had to go on after Kylie Minogue.
The classic place to put you.
Naturally, she opens for me, and then I go on. I was extremely nervous about going on after Kylie Minogue, let me tell you. Or just very nervous about going on generally. There were lots of great people on the bill, but everybody was very, very nice.
For one moment, I will be your non-podcast co-podcast anchor chair, and I will be your friend and fellow comedian, and just say do tune in because Tom is hilarious. And heard from many comedians who were there that night and people that we know that there that night that you were fantastic. So
I hope people like it, and I won't be satisfied unless I get lots of negative comments on Twitter, because of course that's what everybody aspires to.
Oh, I've already sent one.
Who's
this fag? I don't like his tie.
Well,
why don't you check?
I think it's a mark of
it's already saved in my drafts.
Ready to go is a homophobic backlash.
Backlash. Oh, that's a lovely name for your show.
Homophobic backlash, or just backlash,
or baklava. Is that what that's called though?
Oh, I love baklava. We got that from the kebab shop around the corner from your flat, I think, one night when we got back, when I took a picture of you when you were really drunk.
That was the night that I had to excuse myself to vomit.
Oh,
and then
yes,
I took my trousers
very
off.
Elegant.
Then I took my trousers off in front of you whilst being very
drunk. Remember that?
I remember coming in and finding you in the morning in bed wearing your boxers, but also your shirt still buttoned all the way to the top.
Well, you know,
it's nice to keep things
I
formal.
Have standards.
He didn't know his name, but he would not undo that top button.
Thank you. Even in moments of extreme jubilation. Well, I will be looking forward to getting drunk to celebrate this wonderful news of yours with Tony. And I'm so happy for you. And
thank you, dear.
Also looking forward to a wonderful, happy celebration of marriage at some stage, and a life going forward from there. So wonderful.
Oh my God, we've ended on a really earnest note, which has never happened before. This is the first time for like-minded friends.
It is a bit, isn't it? Yeah. But no, it's wonderful news. And this is the first time I've heard the story, so I'm just taking it all in, listening to it. So I'm very excited.
Thanks, love.
I'm glad we crowbarred some stuff about Cockneys in. And
thank God for that.
Thank God. And yeah, fabulous news. And Can't wait to hear more.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to Like-Minded Friends.
Thank you so much.
Please join us next week for the Christmas episode.
The Christmas episode, where we'll be talking about Christmas eating, and we'll be joined by our wonderful friend, Chris, who is a very dear like-minded friend and who knows a lot about food.
And is a comedian.
He's a comedian as well as a food writer. He's wonderful. We're going to be talking about the tasteful things to eat at Christmas, if you see.
Very good, yes, very good.
And also, I thought as well we might talk to him about how to lay the table in a non-gross way.
Great plan.
Thank you.
So please join us next week.
Please do.
Bye.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that's all from like-minded friends.
Oh,
but
that would
that
be neat
matter.
To go and say it now. Say it now.
Okay, ready? Should we pretend? Ah! Thanks. Oh, what did I say?
Oh, Susie, come on.
Speak to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.